Hey, Bob here, and welcome back to the Your Virtual Upline podcast, where we give network marketers the mindset, strategies, and skills that you need to build the business and life of your dreams.
Hey, Bob here. Welcome back to the show, episode 416. Today, we're going to dive into a challenge that I know many of you face today, and it's this. How do you get people to like and comment the posts that you make about the products that you sell? This is an ongoing frustration, I know, for many of you, right? It's like you pour your heart and soul into these posts that are related to the products that you sell, and you share these incredible stories of transformation of people that have used them, and you feel such passion and such purpose around sharing them with people because you know you can help them, and you know that there's a lot of people out there that follow you that struggle with things, that they need the products. And so, like, we put these posts out there and we spend all this time coming up with how to write them or to do the video, and then barely anybody even pays attention. Can be very, very frustrating. And the truth of the matter is that it is as hard today as it's ever been to get people to engage with your stuff, and so that you're not alone in that challenge. But then here's where it really becomes like a kicker, is the next day you'll just so happen to post a picture of a bowl of ice cream that you had for dessert. And there's not even anything on there. And then it gets like, you know, you didn't even write anything. You just like, you could just put ice cream on there and like 50 people comment, right? And it's like, you're like, seriously, like, what do I need to do? And I get it. It's frustrating. But here's the good news, is that there are some simple things that you can do, starting with the very next post you make, that will dramatically increase the chances of somebody liking and commenting that post. And I'm going to share them with you here in this episode today. And so I was talking about this very topic this morning on Instagram Live. And by the way, I'm back. I took a long hiatus. I took a break from Instagram Live. I was going for the entire year of 2023. I went live every morning. But because I had kind of had to shift my priorities and my time inside of our business, I was creating a lot of new training content for our programs. I needed to give something up so I could focus on that. And so Instagram Live was it, but I'm back and I'm going live every Monday through Friday. So please, if we're not connected over on Instagram, make sure we are and make sure you hang out with me in the mornings. But I was teaching this and I was coaching this morning, this exact topic. And everybody was like, oh my God, you have to do a podcast. This is so good. And so that's usually a sign that, okay, let's go record the podcast. So here's what I taught. Here's the shift you need to make. Stop talking about the features of your products and start talking about the benefits. If all you did was when you posted a product, if you asked yourself three questions, who's the person you're looking to help? What's the problem they have that this product can help solve? And what would be the benefit of them doing that? That's it. Those are the three questions. Anytime you are posting about your products in any way, number one, who are you posting it for? Who's the person you're looking to target? What's the problem that they have that this particular product could help them with? And what would be the benefit of them solving that problem? If you just had those three things in mind when you were posting about your products and they were represented in what you write or what you say, I'm telling you, your content would instantly become 10 times more valuable to people. See, this is the truth we don't want to admit, is we don't want to admit that our stuff just isn't that good. I see this going around all the time. People are like, oh, I must be shadow banned. Instagram shadow banned me. I can't get anybody to like my stuff. And I'm just like, that's not what happened. Like, I look at your stuff. It's not good. Like, it's so transactional. There's no value. You're just like an infomercial for your company, promoting and pitching and selling and trying to live your perfect life, right? You know, showing success. And that stuff doesn't play anymore today. It's not what people are looking for. Like, the algorithm is not there to like come after you and penalize you. It's there to show content to people that they actually want to see. And so if your posts aren't getting those likes and comments, that should be the only sign that you need to have, is to know that you need to switch your approach. And listen, getting likes and comments on posts that are related to what you do is one of the most critical components of success on social media today. Because if you can get people to like and comment posts that are related to your products and what you do, it is so easy to then send that person a message and start a conversation that creates an opportunity for you, right? That's the two-part, kind of the 1-2 punch that we teach today, transformational content and authentic outreach to all of the people that are liking and commenting. And if you can do those two things every single day, I'm telling you, 12 months from now, your business will look very different. It's not rocket science, but where we get it wrong is we get the content piece wrong and we're not creating the kind of content that's really connecting with people that makes them want to engage. So that's the process. So let me give you an example and let's walk through this. Actually, I'm going to give you the exact example that came up on the coaching today because it was really good. So there was a young lady on the live and she works with Monet. And so the product that she was selling was a dry shampoo. Okay. And so when I started asking her, and I always ask this question, I'm like, okay, so tell me a little bit about your product. I'm like, when you talk about it on content, how do you normally talk about it? And so she went off on this really long kind of explanation. She started talking to me about, you know, the parabens and the oils and the waxes and the things that are in the product. And this product has this, this, and this, and that's why it's great. And it's this. And she just started spouting off all the features of the stuff, like mostly everybody does. And I was like, so how's that working for you? She's like, well, not that good. That's why I'm on this live talking to you right now. I said, okay, touche. But I said, all right, this is going to be a really good example. So here's the first question I asked her. Who are you looking to help? I said, who's that when you think of the woman that you would love to sell to, right? Because here's the thing, you got to know who. Like a fundamental principle of marketing, there's two principles of marketing that we're tapping into here. It's the understanding that marketing is not about your product, it's really about your prospect. The most impactful marketing doesn't focus on what you sell. It focuses on how you can help other people. And so when you're focusing on your prospect, you're focused less on talking about why your thing is great, and you're focusing more on the other person's problems and challenges and current situation and how you can help them. That's number one. But the second principle of marketing is that you market to a specific person. If you were to go to Harvard Business School and take a course on marketing, you want to know what would be in chapter one. Who are you marketing to? You sell to everyone, you market to a specific person. So if you're not talking to a specific person when you're posting about your products, it's probably the biggest reason why your stuff isn't connecting. And so I asked her, I said, tell me about the person you want to help. And I said, not just anybody. I go, who's the woman you really want to attract? And so she started telling me, she goes, well, she's just like me. She's a busy working mom and she is passionate about her health and she just likes to do it all, but she doesn't have a lot of time. And I said, okay, great. I said, what's the problem that she, right? So I was clear on the person, got it. And by the way, I said, look, if you could attract more of those women to your business, you think you'd be successful? She's like, absolutely. So here's another argument why you need to do this. Like, aren't you tired of selling to broke people? And aren't you tired of acquiring customers that constantly need their hand held? And, you know, it's like they attach their umbilical cord to you when they buy from you and you're like, you know, you are their servant at their beck and call. Like, do you really want to work with those people? Or would you rather work with the kind of people you wish you could find? Well, how do you find them? You find them because you talk to them in your content. And so there we are. She said, okay, I'm clear. I feel like this is good for you. I said, what's her problem? What's the problem that she has that your product can help her with? And I see this a lot, like most people are so conditioned in their old way of thinking, they have trouble even seeing the other perspective. And so she kind of went right back into the pattern. And what she said to me, she goes, well, the problem is her scalp is oily. And so she started going on and on about like how having an oily scalp from the products and what's in there. And I said, okay, that's great. I go, but we're going down the features lane again. I go, what's the actual problem? What's the thing that she's struggling with? Is she struggling with the oily scalp? I said, if I have an oily scalp, what's the issue with that? And so she gave me two things. She goes, well, one, she said, your hair never looks great, right? You don't get that volume you want because it kind of impacts the way your hair is. And I said, okay. I said, good. Now we're on the right track. And then she gave me the second one. And I was like, bingo. She goes, the other problem is you have to wash your hair every day. And I said, there you go. Bingo. So if we're looking through the lens of the person, busy working mom, Okay. Compare these two potential problems. Oily scalp, right? Do you have an oily scalp? That's part of the problem, but that's not probably going to be the thing that's going to really impact her the most. The look of the hair, okay, that's actually something you talk about, but the biggest problem for her is she got to wash her hair every day. It's the time that goes into that, right? It's a busy mom, right? And she's going to the gym and she's working out and she's got a job and she's got kids and got that. Like the stress and the pain that that causes her life, that is like, if you can solve that problem for me, you got my attention. And so I said, an example would be, you know, let's say you do a video. There's two ways that you could create content that talk about your products. One of them would be, and this is going to kind of build off of an episode that we did a couple of episodes ago. I don't remember the episode number, but we'll link it in the show notes of this post so you can go listen to that if you missed it. But I shared with you our four-part transformational content plan. So I gave you the exact plan that we are implementing as a company in 2024. I just gave you the whole thing in that episode. We'll link that in the show notes. Hey, just wanted to jump in here real quick because I've got one big ask for you. Look, you know we don't advertise on the podcast, and my intention is to not sell or pitch you on the show this year. We just want to deliver free content that is 10 times better than what you paid for to help you transform your business. So my ask is this: help me spread the word of Love, Serve, Grow so we can change lives, help people that are struggling in their business, and transform our profession. The only way we can do that is if you take the time to rate, review, and share this podcast. So that's my big ask. Just take a few seconds right now, wherever you're listening, leave a review. It would absolutely mean the world to me, and it might just change the life of someone else. So thank you so much for being a part of our community. So you can do this two ways. This was the advice I gave her. I said, so if we're focused on trying to attract that woman and solve that problem, and you know you have a product which is dry shampoo, I go, you don't talk about Monet and you don't mention your company. I said, what you're going to focus on is the concept of a dry shampoo and why that could be a solution. The benefit is that you get your time back because you don't have to wash your hair every day. And here's why: because a dry shampoo, you want to look for this, this, and this ingredient because it will clear up your scalp. And not only will your hair look more beautiful, but you won't have to wash your hair every day. And imagine not having to, you know, spend that extra time after the gym. You can get that workout in before you go to work, right? So we're kind of casting the vision for her. She don't care what's in the product. Trust me. At this point, if that's the language you're talking to her, she's like, I am all ears. What do you got for me? And I said, so you can do this two ways. You can do it in what would be called more of a top of funnel approach. So top of funnel are people that don't know you. Okay. And if you wanted to create a piece of content around this product and this concept to attract other women like that, that don't yet know you, then what you would do is a pure value piece of content. So a value piece of content is just focused on educating and helping, problem solving. There's no mention whatsoever. You're not trying to sell your stuff in any way. And so what you could do is you could do a video or a reel talking to busy working moms that struggle with, you know, having the time that it takes to have to wash their hair every day. Here's the solution: find a dry shampoo. And so you talk about the benefit of why a dry shampoo is better. And then you also kind of sell the vision of, well, if you didn't have to wash your hair every day, what would you do with that extra time? Right. And so it's really just focused on giving a piece of advice and a tip. There's no ask at all, like, hey, and I've got the product, but it's just purely focused on trying to find that woman and give her something that gets her attention. See, because when you look at most people's content, like as a total thing, they're like everything they do, it's very narrow. There isn't really much top of funnel in terms of like, they're not focused enough on really trying to solve the problems of a specific person in a way that doesn't always have some sort of a promotion or a sale attached to it. And so, but if I tried to sell in this video and you were a woman that doesn't know who I am, maybe someone shared that video, your sales resistance will be triggered. You will not follow me. Matter of fact, you probably won't even see the video because people don't share videos that have sales promotions in them. They'll share videos where you're just giving without asking to give in return. It's called the law of reciprocity. People will naturally want to share you with other people that they know when you build trust with them because you're giving to them without asking all the time. So you could do it as a top of funnel piece, but you could also do it as what's called a bottom of funnel piece. So bottom of funnel are your hot leads. You have people right now that are watching you that have problems that you can help them with, and they've built trust with you over time and they are ready to buy. You just have to give them an invitation. And so the fourth type of transformational content is called invitation content. And so if I were creating this post with that part of my content in mind, here's how I would do it. I would do the same video, except at the end of the video, I would show my product and I would say, and if you don't have a dry shampoo or you don't know where to start, here's the one that I use. This is my favorite, you know, and I actually sell this product and I help tons of women in this way. And so if you're that woman and you're interested in learning about the product, drop a yes in the comments or shoot me a message and I'm happy to have a conversation with you. That's an invitation piece of content. Bottom of funnel, giving an invite to all of the people that are my hot leads to take that step. See, notice what I did. I didn't try to sell in the content because you don't sell in content. Content is not meant to sell. Content is meant to generate leads. Now I could say, hey, and I've got this product and here's the link and I'll put it in the post and you can buy it if you want it. But here's the problem with that. Let's say that I had 20 women that saw that video that were bottom of funnel to me, hot leads, and they hear that offer, but some of them are not in a place where they can even go click on the link. So they just forget about it. Or some of them click on the link and then something happens and they don't buy and then they forget about it. And then some of them just never click on the link for whatever reason. And so the problem is this. I had 20 women that at that very moment showed interest that I could have identified as leads that I will never know who they are because I tried to make the ask in the post and they never raised their hand. See, the better strategy for almost every one of you would be this. If you're interested in learning about, so you don't actually sell in the post, you invite them to a conversation where you will sell. And so by me asking them to raise their hand, like the post, comment yes, make it easy for them, I now know who all 20 of those people are. And so I can message them and I can work them as a lead. And even if they don't buy, guess what? I know who you are and I know you are interested and I know you have a problem. So you will now become a follow-up for me at some point. And this is what most people don't get, that's selling content. Content is designed to generate leads. That is what it's for. And so you could take what I just taught you, right? That knowing who you're selling to, the problem you're solving and the benefit, you could do it multiple ways, but it's still following the same format. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to make a list of the top 3 to 5 products that you sell in your business, the most popular ones. And then I want you to ask yourself, who am I really looking to sell to? Who is that person? And what is the problem that they have that each of these products could help solve? And just list out, right? Product, problem, and then ask yourself, well, what would be the benefit of that specific person solving that problem? And then write down the benefit. And what you're doing is you're basically making a plan for how you talk about your products in content and in conversations. And if all you did the next time there's that big promotion or sale and you wanted to put it out there and you don't do it anymore, you say, hey, listen, and I'm gonna leave with problem. Are you a busy working mom that struggles with energy getting through the day? If so, and I'm going to educate, then one of the issues that you might have is gut health. Not a lot of women know this. I never knew it, but I've got a product that can help you. And here's what I want you to imagine. Imagine being able to have that energy to get through the day, to be a present mom, to have that, you know, energy to be able to, you know, reignite your relationship that has kind of gone south with your spouse, right? I'm just kind of casting the vision of what it's going to do to be your very best at work, to be your very best at home. If that sounds like, listen to what I'm saying, I'm not selling them on the product. selling them on the transformation. If that sounds like something that you want and need, then let's have a conversation, because I've got a promotion running right now on this product. Comment yes, and we'll talk. You know, and I just did off the top of my head, and that could be much better, but you get the point. You understand it's a different lens to look at content. And these are the things that you must do. And if you do not do, you are going to continue to struggle on social media. So I hope you found that helpful. If so, please let me know and stay tuned. You know, all of this content that I spent pretty much the first 3 months of this year working on is without a doubt the best stuff we've ever created. We have more clients winning than we have ever had before, which is so cool and so inspiring to see. I'm going to be sharing some of their stories with you here. We're going to do a lot more of that this year, right? Because listen, we're going to get real meta for you. You're going to see us doing the things we're teaching you. When you have a conversation with us, you're going to be like, ah, they're doing it to me. You're going to see our content. You're going to be like, oh, proof content, invitation content, value content, right? And so like, we want to show you that if you do these things, they're going to win. But the other thing we're going to do a much better job of, and this is something I'm going to be talking to all of you about, is really featuring our clients in our content. You know, you're not the hero of your business. Your prospects are, your clients are. You have to learn how to feature them in a way that is valuable for other people. And so we're going to do a lot more of that over the next couple of months. And you're going to love to hear some of these stories, man. So inspiring. But we're going to be making an announcement actually as soon as early next week on how you can start to get access to some of this stuff, right? We teach it in our Love, Serve, Grow program. And I know for most of you, you're just not at a point where that's something either you're considering or that maybe you can even afford to do. But this stuff is so good and it is so powerful. We want to give all of you access to this stuff, right? I gave you that script guide a couple of episodes ago and hopefully you took me up on that. But I want to be able to give you all of the most important stuff that we're teaching today to help you start growing your business. So stay tuned. We'll have a big announcement coming up soon. But thanks for hanging out with me on the show. I'll see you soon on the next episode. Take care.